chapter 30, in which Luke confronts his old master. Luke steps away from the repair work without ever really seeing it.
"I can't do it, R2. I can't go on alone."
And then he hears a familiar voice.
"Yoda will always be with you."
"Obi-Wan?"
calls Luke, and looks up to see his old master. There, but not there. A figure not of flesh and bone, but simply of the Force. At first relieved, Luke quickly recalls his anger.
"Why didn't you tell me? You told me Vader betrayed and murdered my father."
Obi-Wan looks away. He understands Luke's feelings, but knows they are dangerous. He must choose his words carefully as he explains himself.
"Your father was seduced by the dark side of the Force. He ceased to be Anakin Skywalker and became Darth Vader. When that happened, the good man who was your father was destroyed. So what I've told you was true, from a certain point of view."
"A certain point of view?"
protests Luke. He was lied to for his entire life about this one all-important fact, and now he's told that it was really the truth?
"Luke, you're going to find that many of the truths we cling to depend greatly on our own point of view."
Luke says nothing.
"Anakin was a good friend. When I first knew him, your father was already a great pilot. But I was amazed how strong the Force was with him. I took it upon myself to train him as a Jedi. I thought that I could instruct him just as well as Yoda. I was wrong."
Here Obi-Wan pauses, not wishing to tell Luke just how wrong he was about Anakin, and just how out of control Anakin became, slaying his fellow Jedi, even younglings, and relentlessly trying to slay Obi-Wan himself.
"There is still good in him," says Luke.
Obi-Wan hears this with great pain. Luke is making the same mistake that both he and Yoda made with Anakin, underestimating the dark side's power over him.
"He's more machine now than man. Twisted and evil," says Obi-Wan,
again hiding the truth. It was he himself who nearly destroyed the man, leaving just barely enough for the Emperor to rebuild into Darth Vader. Which truths to tell, and which to hide? Sometimes even one as wise as Obi-Wan fails at choosing the right ones. And he feels he is failing Luke now. Like Yoda, Obi-Wan feels fear. Fear that Vader's grip on Luke is already tightening.
"Luke, you must understand. When you face Vader again, you must see him as the evil that destroyed your father and so many others. And you must stop him before he destroys yet more. Before he destroys you."
"I can't do it, Ben."
"You cannot escape your destiny. You must face Darth Vader again."
"I can't kill my own father."
"Then the Emperor has already won. You were our only hope."
"Yoda spoke of another," suggests Luke.
"The other he spoke of is your twin sister."
"But I have no sister."
"To protect you from the Emperor, you were hidden from your father when you were born. The Emperor knew, as I did, if Anakin were to have any offspring, they would be a threat to him. That is the reason why your sister remains safely anonymous."
But not anonymous to Luke, who finally understands.
"Leia. Leia's my sister,"
says Luke, instantly recognizing the truth as if it has never been quite hidden from him at all.
"Your insight serves you well. Bury your feelings deep down, Luke. They do you credit, but they could be made to serve the Emperor."
Luke looks away, across the swamp into the mist and murk. His mind, however, is clearing.
"What about my mother? Who was she? What happened?"
"No, Luke. Let that truth stay with me for now. You carry too many burdens already."
Luke starts to argue, but sees the pain in his old master's face and simply nods. Obi-Wan considers Luke. He cannot see the future as well as Yoda could, but he does sense that Luke will not be able to bury his feelings. But, just as Yoda did, Obi-Wan wonders if perhaps that might not be a failing after all. Obi-Wan and Yoda, and Qui-Gon too, were masters of the Force. They buried their feelings and used the Force at its fullest power. And they failed to stop the Emperor. They didn't even stop Anakin. Perhaps Luke's feelings really will serve him. But if not, all will be lost. Obi-Wan can sense his strength growing weak. He cannot bend the laws of nature any further. He must go. It will be up to Luke now, he realizes. As he fades out of Luke's world and back into the Force, he says the only thing that is left to say.
Luke, the Force will be with you.
Always.